Ireland's first satellite has been busy in space this past year. AirSat 1 was designed, built and operated by a student-led team from University College Dublin, and it set off for space from a California base last December. It's no bigger than a shoebox, and it travels at a speed of just under 26,000 kilometres an hour. In this space week, AirSat 1 has been busy detecting gamma ray bursts. Well, to tell us more is Lorraine Hanlon, Professor in Astronomy at UCD and director of its Centre for Space Research. Professor Hanlon, you're very welcome to the programme. We'll start with gamma rays. What are they?
Good morning. Well, gamma rays are a form of high energy radiation, so think X-rays, but even more energetic. And we cannot see them with our eyes.
And then
so
what are gamma ray bursts?
So gamma ray bursts then are flashes of gamma rays that come mainly from the collapse of very large stars in the universe. And these explosions boggle the mind. In a gamma ray burst, the energy that's put out is more than our sun will produce over its 10 billion year lifetime. So they're phenomenal explosions in deep space. They only last a few seconds, though, so we have to be lucky to catch them.
And you must be very excited then that AirSat 1, which is less than a year old in terms of its departure into space, has done what it set out to do.
Yeah, our gamma ray detector is called GMOD, and we spent many, many years developing that instrument and that technology and the team. So it's just a brilliant validation of all that hard work that went into it to see it actually succeed in its mission now by these detections.
And what new information about the universe are you hoping to discover as a result of seeing and detecting these gamma ray bursts?
We have two main reasons to look at gamma ray bursts and to track them. I mean, one is, as I mentioned, these incredibly powerful events really challenge our understanding of physics and the environments that produce these explosions. So we want to know, you know, more about what makes the universe tick and push and challenge our understanding of physics and how the laws of physics that we understand them, how they'll operate in these really extreme environments. And then the second part is using gamma ray bursts as these beacons to signpost the very first stars that formed and died in the universe. That's a, you know, really big topic in astronomy, because these were the stars that produced the first elements above hydrogen and helium in our periodic table and seeded the subsequent evolution of stars. So because the gamma ray bursts are so bright and because the gamma rays can pass through much of the universe undiminished until they hit our detector, they're incredible beacons to those first stars as well.
Well, it's very exciting. What's next then for AirSat 1 when it's done detecting these bursts? Does it have another mission?
So we do have other science payloads and engineering payloads on board. I mean, we can do other things while we're picking up the gamma ray bursts. So we're a multitasking satellite. So GMOD will continue to detect the gamma ray bursts while we move on to the next phase of the mission, which is bringing online our attitude control system testbed. Mm-hmm. And that's for my friends in engineering to say more about. But that so far is going very well.
Great. And AirSat 1 suggests there might be an AirSat 2.
Very much. We're beginning a study with the European Space Agency later this year to look at a more complex instrument and actually a suite of satellites that would not only detect these gamma ray bursts, but actually pinpoint where on the sky they happen to allow other telescopes to follow up and pick up light at other wavelengths. And we're very excited to move on to the next phase.
Well, I should say that AirSat 1, it revolves around the Earth every 95 minutes or so, and it comes over Ireland three times in the morning, three times in the evening to allow the team there in UCT to download the data and check everything is working properly. Great to talk to you this morning, and thank you very much. Lorraine Hanlon, Professor in Astronomy at UCD and Director of its Centre for Space Research.